Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan C. is here. Alan's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Principal, Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps, LLC. He's an award-winning marketing officer by Forbes, by the American Marketing Association, the Galactic Gurus of Marketing. I'm sure they're working on an award for him any minute now, and he's our good friend, Alan C. Welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back, as always. So
Thank you.
I remember when, you know, I think you'll agree with me that social media as a strategy for businesses is about 10 years old. I mark it as around 2008 when people really started popping up on most radars. And that's the story I'm sticking to, Alan. And I remember back in those days, I was on Twitter. When Facebook allowed you to have a domain with your name on it, I stayed up late that night and got mine. I got mine on Twitter and all that sort of thing. So I've been doing it a long time. I remember though when one of my social media person that kind of keeps up with all that stuff for me several years ago came to me and said, Jim, a lot of people are following you. I said, is that a good thing? She said, well, of course. And I said, and she said, but you're not following anybody back. I said, but I thought that was a good thing. She says, not anymore. What do you think, Alan? At one point in time, that was kind of a badge of honor. You were sort of, I only follow 10 people, but 10 million people follow me.
Exactly. But the advice you received was just spot on. I mean, one of the easiest, the fastest ways to show your target audience that you're listening to them, that you're ready to engage, and it doesn't cost anything, is to follow them back. Now, will you follow every single person who follows you? Exactly, and it only takes just a couple of seconds to validate or vet the person who's just followed you, and yet we will forget what people say, but we don't forget how people make us feel. And it just feels good to be followed back. So for a small business owner, for any business, to follow back their target audience, it doesn't cost anything, it doesn't take very much time, and it makes them feel good. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, exactly. And of course, as you know, back when I was talking about 10 years ago, we were sort of writing the rules in those days, right? I mean, even customers didn't know what the rules were.
Right. So let me just pose a loaded question to you. I mean, you've written a book. You've interviewed thousands of business people all over the world. At what point does a person just totally ignore their research and just go with their gut feeling? And, you know, like I said, that's a loaded question because I've been – following the NFL over the last 4 years,
right,
specifically with each franchise's Twitter account. And if you were to look at the research, you would say, does the value of a company depend on customer engagement? The research would clearly say it doesn't. Now, just take a listen to this. In the last 4 years, since 2014, the average value of an NFL franchise has climbed from about $1.5 billion to $2.5 billion. The number of Twitter followers for each franchise has increased nearly 400%. And yet, the average NFL team only follows back about 0.2. Now,
wow.
I didn't say 1%. I'm saying 0.2%. 0.2% of its base.
0.002.
Yeah, exactly. So, this will just take... Let's just take the Broncos, for example. They've got 2.6 million followers. They follow back about 6,000 people. And for some of these teams, it's even worse. The Steelers at $3 million are following back 252. Now, when you think about fans and people who just really love a brand, who's just more insane than an NFL and an NFL fan? I mean,
not many more, unless it's an SEC team fan or something.
That's right. Most NFL fans really love their team. Now, this year was kind of a rough year for the NFL. I mean, they alienated part of their audience.
They alienated me. I wouldn't care if they followed me on Twitter or not. I'm not watching it. I don't watch it.
Exactly. And so there was some damage control that needed to be done this year because that did not set well with many of their fans. And yet, what a way to try and make up.
Have they even tried to respond on Twitter to reverse those ratios?
You know, no, they really have not.
In fact, so they're kind of bonehead. They're bonehead more than one way, then, aren't they?
They're not trusting their gut, and they are still following that old advice of, I'm just going to use social media as a broadcasting platform.
You know the Bible verse, pride goeth before a fall.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this is the kind of attitude that people have just before they lose everything. This is an arrogance. I've seen this in corporate America before. I saw it with companies I worked for years ago. They thought they had everything locked up, and they wound up becoming a second tier player. But back to social media, I don't think that small businesses can use the NFL as their Twitter behavior, their Twitter strategy, as a practice, because people don't necessarily expect the NFL team to follow them back, but they do expect their local grocer or their local dry cleaner or their local, whatever the small business is, they do expect those people to. I think the key here is they have different expectations for us than they do for the NFL.
And that's a great point. And social media is so new, and it's hard to think about going back to a book that was written in the 1930s. But I love to go back to Dale Carnegie, and the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he advised that you could make more friends in 2 weeks by becoming a good listener than you can in 2 years trying to get people interested in you.
He was right.
Alan, I need your
website quickly, please.
So it's dmotemps.biz.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, folks. Right back with Alan C. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.